There aren't too many of us who have the privilege of standing on this side of the church and looking out over the congregation. And on a day like today, that's a wonderful experience for me. You look like a vast army in God's service as we face the beginning of this season of Lent. The opening prayer at our celebration today is full of that military imagery. Listen once again to the prayer that I led us in earlier. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin this campaign of Christian service, a military campaign, it sounds like, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with the weapon of self-restraint. So, you and I are soldiers in the service of Christ. Those of us who are older remember that imagery from our confirmation, right? When the bishop patted us on the cheek as a symbol of the peace of Christ, actually, was what it was meant to symbolize, we were taught by our teachers that that was a sign that we should be willing to suffer for Christ as his soldiers. Now, this imagery, of course, disappeared at the time of the Vietnamese War because we were embarrassed about being a militant nation. But the theme of spiritual warfare is a theme that's been part of Christian reflection from the earliest days of the church. You know, we are in battle, all of us, against, as this prayer says, the spiritual forces of evil. Beginning where? In our hearts. Right? I mean, that's the source of all evil in the world, is our hearts, but also in the world around us. There's all kinds of forces of evil in the world around us. War, selfishness, sin, pornography, a lack of respect for life and other people, racism. There's all kinds of symbols, or signs rather, of the presence of evil in the world that you and I, as we gather together in this army of Christ at the beginning of Lent, are committed to fight. So look at one another for a minute. It's important to have co-conspirators if you're going to be part of an army. And that's what I see all of you as I stand at this place in the cathedral today. Pope Francis, as always, the Pope always gives a message at the beginning of Lent, spoke these words to the church as we begin the Lenten season. He says, "Above all, I urge members of the church to take up the Lenten journey with enthusiasm." This isn't just a one-day occurrence, you know, not just Ash Wednesday, but it's 40 days that lie ahead of us. Sustained by the tripod of practices the church offers us during Lent. Sustained by almsgiving, fasting, and prayer. If at times the flame of charity seems to die in our own hearts, maybe since last Easter the flame's been getting smaller and smaller, you know. If at times the flame of charity seems to die in our own hearts, know that this is never the case in the heart of God. He constantly gives us the chance to begin loving anew. So we're to imitate the heart of God, a heart that never tires of loving, and once again renew our enthusiasm to be faithful to our baptismal commitments. Now, the three practices that the church offers us at the beginning of Lent to think about, and we should have thought about this the last week, but probably not before today for many of us, are fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Which one of those three is the easiest? Think for a minute. The easiest of the three practices is almsgiving. Because all we have to do is go to our checkbook or the ATM. To pray, seriously, takes a lot of time and focus. Fasting, oh my, we can't give up beer for a day, let alone 40 days, right? You know, those are difficult kind of things, food and drink. But almsgiving, pretty easy. But it's the least practice of the three tripod values that we should be embracing in the Lenten season. People don't even think of it very much. They think, oh yeah, it's fasting, it's prayer. But as the scriptures tell us, caring for the poor covers a multitude of sins. So, I can't talk very long because you have to go back to work. But I want you to think about this, you know. How might you seriously engage the season of Lent as a soldier of Christ to transform yourself and the world around us? And I think a really big, important thing is to become very, very charitable and generous. Not from our superabundance, but from the basic core of our needs. We should be generous, not with extra things, but with substantial things from our lives. That means not to give $10, but to give $100. You know, and to do it often. If we could do that every week during Lent, I assure you, by the time Easter arrives, you will become a very, very generous woman or man. And that's what is pleasing to God, because He wants what? He wants conversion from our hearts and not just external observance from external practice. So I could go on and on, but Father Gill tells me I can't. We're going to bless the ashes now, and the ashes are a symbol of our commitment to become serious about the season of Lent. So don't come up if you're not going to be serious. It's not just an external thing to do. It's a sign of commitment, you know, a commitment to fast from sin as well as from food, to abstain from things that stand in the way of us loving God and our neighbor. It's a time of commitment to serious prayer, which is not saying the Hail Mary 10 times, but being in a conversation with God about our life and about the world. And it's about substantially helping the poor. May God bring to completion the things He stirs up in our hearts today.